It's been nearly a decade since there was talk about camellias on Morning Edition. This is from October 1991. Commentator Red Barber joins us now from Tallahassee, Florida. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Bob, and I'm happy to tell you that I'm going to put in the mail a certificate of appreciation from the American Camellia Society to you, signed by Greg Davis, the president, and Ann Brown, the executive director. Our little chats on camellias.
What did I do? You're the main camellia of this act.
They had the little ceremony down here Tuesday in which Lyle and I were made honorary members. We've got 30.
30 camellias?
Uh-huh.
My. Well, I can't top that. You're the head camellia here.
Well, now that we've taken up the important news, what about
and I still have my certificate, by the way. The producer who recruited Red Barber as a Morning Edition commentator was Ketzel Levine, whose focus now is on the garden. And, Ketz, I wish you had been doing those talks with Red Barber about the garden every week. We all would have enjoyed them.
You held your own pretty well, Bob.
You're getting a lot of gardening questions at your website, Talking Plants, and I have one for you. Jean Ellis of Tallahassee Nurseries gave me a camellia at Red Barber's funeral, and I took it home, put it in the ground, and it's amazing. It spits out different kinds of blossoms. You would think one plant is going to produce multiple blossoms that look all alike. This one doesn't. There are red blossoms with yellow centers, and there are white blossoms with red centers.
Well, what you're describing is actually a well-known phenomenon in the plant world. It's called sporting. The white flowers, for instance, on your red camellia are sports. They're essentially genetic mutations. It happens all the time with camellias. Your plant isn't sick. It doesn't need to be cured. It's a perfectly respectable shrub. But camellias are prone to sporting. In fact, camellia sports are such a given, Bob, that camellia lovers are often obsessed with, are you ready, sport fishing. No, actually, sport fishing is how we've gotten a lot of the named camellias in the world right now. For instance, a parent plant that someone had in their garden might have had single pink flowers, okay? And then one day it threw off a semi-double red and white striped spore. Someone noticed it. They grew it from a cutting, and they introduced a new form of camellia into the world. You know, I'm thinking if there is something really fantastic about any of the flowers on your shrub, Bob, you could grow it on into its own, and you could introduce it. You could call it Bob White, or you could call it catbird seed. Think of the career possibilities.
Well, Red did exactly that. He named a half a dozen camellias. I know one was the Grand Slam. That was one of Red's contributions to the garden world.
Well, I didn't know that. And you see, now those started as sports.
You got a letter from another part of Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, about the challenge of gardening in a tropical climate. That's much farther south than Tallahassee. Can camellias grow that far south?
They can, but it's a little steamy for them, and the soil temperatures can get a little hot. So folks who do grow camellias in southern Florida have the best luck doing so on the north or the northeastern side of the house. Now, with drought threatening that area, a lot of plants are going to be really vulnerable. Surprisingly, though, camellias, if they're well-established, can be incredibly drought-tolerant, and chances are with a deep mulch of pine needles to cool the soil and prevent water loss, that mature camellia should be able to get by with a long drink every 2 weeks.
NPR's Ketzel Levine, who is taking questions at Talking Plants on the NPR website, npr.org.